We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station we're listening to. They're my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Rob Buscelli, who's been with us before, and he's written a great book on this new world order and what's going on today. But before we get to Rob, I just want to briefly mention gold was over $1,000 an ounce today. It closed down $994.95, but obviously something big is in the offing. Gold was up to $1,008. It did close, I think, $994 or $995 an ounce. Something big is coming. They're still not telling us what's in the swine flu vaccine. This is still a scam. They want to inject everybody with things which could give an autoimmune disease and destroy the lives of millions of people. And they'll just say, oh, shucks, we didn't know. Well, not the vaccine manufacturers, not responsible because there's legislation. The vaccine manufacturers have so much confidence in their vaccine that they've got legislation passed that they can't be sued even if they're involved in criminal negligence. You just can't sue them. And, of course, well, you want to sue, you can go sue the government, but they'll spend $1 billion to fight you. Find a lawyer who'll want to take your case to court, to the vaccine court. And, of course, there are an awful lot of people who have children with destroyed lives and directly as a result of the vaccines. So whatever you do, do not allow your children, your grandchildren, or anybody you know to take the swine flu vaccine. I spent almost an hour on the telephone this morning trying to get information from the CDC about what's in the vaccine. They're always going to call back, and they never do. Well, right now, let's get to Rob. Hi, Rob. How are you doing?
Hey, Dr. Stan. I'm good. And yourself?
No complaints at all. Well, let's get your take on what's going on today and how it all ties into this movement towards world government and the occult forces behind the scenes, which you cover so well in your book.
Yeah, well, basically, in a general sense, the so-called, quote, conspiracy that everybody has been saying for years doesn't exist, I would have to say is in our face. And that's kind of manifest itself, in a specific situation with Barack Obama and all these so-called czars, okay? And if you look at the overall resume of these people, many of them are self-avowed communists, anarchists, and this type of thing, and it's certainly no accident that this is happening today, 2009, in the rapidly deteriorating United States.
I certainly agree with you. Well, what specific things, you have to sort of spell it out for people. We know things are bad, but what specific things are unfolding today that make us think that this is any different than it has been before?
Well, let's. You were talking about the swine flu vaccine. Just kind of pursue that a little bit. On my website and in my book, what I've been warning about and what I continue to warn about is the radical environmental movement. Okay, I think that this is the bread and butter of the so-called globalists. Okay, I know In the past, you have all kinds of people saying to watch out for, you know, revive Roman Empire and this kind of thing. And I disagree with that assessment. I'm telling people, and it's becoming truer and truer, unfortunately, every day, is the radical environmental movement, okay? And let me just define what that means, okay? Now, my personal background is in civil engineering, so I've studied a lot of these things related to environmental engineering, okay? The operative word being engineering, okay? When I say the radical environmental movement, okay, I'm not talking about legitimate environmental problems like Love Canal or Three Mile Island or disposing of your solid waste and these kinds of things, okay? I'm talking about your radical socialist slash communist kook fringe left, okay, represented by these people in the Obama administration like the recently let go Van Jones, John Holdren, Kat Sunstein, and these kinds of people, okay? Not to mention the rest of the wackos over at the United Nations and Al Gore and his whole global warming or climate change crowd, okay? You're not dealing with rational people here. And when these people talk about limiting the world's population, you know, Jacques Cousteau, I know you've had plenty of quotes on your website and you've gone over the stuff in the past. People need to start paying attention because I guarantee these people are not screwing around, okay? And I know I've said a lot there, so I'll let you kind of to break in.
I think that basically from their point of view, they are quite rational. They just have a different worldview. And I think really one of the most important things for our listeners to understand, Rob, is that we're dealing with people who have embraced the Gnostic faith. And the Gnostic faith really believes that there are two gods. There's one God, the old-fashioned God of the Bible that has all sorts of restrictions on you. And then there's the altruistic God, the true God who really offers you great hope, wealth, power, whatever you want. And that's Lucifer. And there really are literally millions of people in our country and throughout the world who actively worship Lucifer. Until you can't understand that, you can't understand why we have in God we trust on the back of our dollar bill, and beneath that the emblem of the ancient mystery religions whose goal was to bring about a one world government. They were followers of Lucifer. In fact, the power has always been out there. You could always tap into it, but you do not want to. I mean, we're told to avoid this thing like the plague, to stay away from the fortune tellers and the astrologers and the diviners and these people, the mediums who can tap into this other dimension. There is another dimension, and people have to understand that. But you go ahead, Rob.
Well, you're exactly correct, okay? And I can, you know, let me say the section 3 of my book, okay? I pursue generally what you were just talking about, and I'll try and summarize it here in the next couple of minutes, okay? Now, I said beware the environmental movement, okay? Because the modern environmental movement, okay, besides your outright communists and your anarchists and these other types of low-level, what I call useful idiots, you know, MoveOn.org and these kinds of manipulated people, okay, there's a certain segment to the radical environmental movement that you're correct, okay, you're exactly correct. These people are literal pagans and Luciferian shamanists and druids and these kinds of people that throughout history have worshipped the earth, okay? And I traced this, you know, section by section in part 3 of my book, is that the common occult roots of the radical environmental movement and tie them in with the theory of evolution wackos, okay? And they tie together and they go back into this Gaia, which is the Greek Mother Earth goddess, okay? And from there, that ties back to the ancient Egyptians and the goddess Isis, okay? And I can tell you, as someone who's read multiple books on the occult and Helena Blavatsky and Alice Bailey and these kinds of people, okay, generally what comes out of it is that the female side of the Luciferian religion is Mother Earth, okay? And basically that's what a large segment of these people literally worship. So when I say you're not dealing with rational people here, That's a large part of what I'm talking about, okay? These people really aren't interested in helping the environment per se the way you and I would understand helping the environment, okay? You know, recycling, disposing of solid waste in the right way and engineering solutions, the kind of things I studied in school, okay? These people are literal earth worshippers and mankind is the enemy or the unnatural enemy of the earth. So mankind is unnatural. Now, of course, anybody that knows Genesis 1, you know, mankind is given dominion over the earth, but that's not so with the radical environmental movement. Mankind is the enemy. He is unnatural. He doesn't belong on the earth, and therefore limiting him is perfectly justifiable, okay? And that ties into the theory of evolution, because if we all evolved from goop and biological nothingness, then it doesn't matter if they get rid of a few billion of us anyway, if it will save the goddess known as Mother Earth.
And I think it's important that they're in the process of doing it today. We need to understand that. That's why they're storing the seeds up above the Arctic Circle so they can begin over again.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
We have Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Bob Roselli. And basically, we're talking about this environmental movement, this worship of Mother Earth. And really, there is an organized population control agenda. And they're in the process of killing off people today. They've blocked effective public health measures that could have stopped the AIDS epidemic early on. And, of course, today, well, they claim only about, you know, 3 million people die a year. I think it's probably many, many more than that. The same thing is true with DDT, which is preventable with malaria, which is preventable with the use of DDT. They've outlawed DDT now. In just a few years, it'll be an international crime to manufacture the safest insecticide known to mankind that would stop, at least cut down dramatically, on the incidence of malaria. Why? Because DDT saves human lives. And, of course, they have many other programs. They promote diseases. They promote massacres. Did you ever wonder why nothing was done when they were massacring the 800,000 Christians in Rwanda in 1994? It's because they wanted to massacre, but they can't let the American people know that. And Bill Clinton goes over there with tears in his eyes after the people have been slaughtered and says, oh, if we'd only known what was happening, why we feel so bad. He knew it was happening, but he was simply carrying out the genocidal programs. And believe me, today in Africa, why shouldn't in South Africa, in Botswana, in Zambia, in Zimbabwe, 40% of the adult population has HIV disease, they're all going to die. The greatest human tragedy of all time, they're lying to us about how many people are dying, about what's happening. We know that in Zimbabwe today, the average age of a black man has gone from 64 years of age to 34 years of age. This is a genocidal program predominantly aimed at blacks. They know what they're doing here in America. Almost half of the people who have died of AIDS and who are currently known to be infected, and there's about a million, are black or Hispanic, and they certainly don't make up that much of the population. Most of them are black. This disease is engineered to kill off blacks. When you understand that, why you understand what's going on today, but believe me, they want to get rid of the whites too. And I really fear that this is exactly what this new swine flu vaccine's all about. The epidemic's really of no concern. I'm concerned about the vaccine, and you should be too, and you should be telling people, do not take their vaccine because it is untested. Would you want to take a vaccine, untested vaccine? Well, we know they put harmful things in this in the past, like fertility drugs. Like, for instance, recently within the last month, Baxter put millions of doses of a live avian flu, avian virus into it, a deadly disease. They put it in the influenza virus they're going to give to millions of people. And when they were caught, they said, oh, shucks, we just don't know how it happened. How could you put the live, deadly avian influenza virus into a million doses of a vaccine and have no idea what you were doing? You go right ahead, Bob.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, a lot of the points that you just brought up, I've brought up. But right before the break, I was discussing in general, you know, a lot of these environmental radicals are literal Mother Earth or Gaia worshippers, okay? And let me go through a few specifics, okay? There's a guy named James Lovelock out there, okay? He was one of these so-called scientists who proposed, solving the so-called climate crisis or global warming or global cooling. They can't figure out what it is because there is no climate crisis. But anyway, this brainiac, I mean, he came up with something called the Gaia hypothesis, okay, where he calls, you know, the Earth a living, breathing organism, okay? So, it's, you know, the Earth lives, which is obviously in direct contradiction to Genesis as per what I said before. You know, man is given domain over the Earth. But, you know, one of his solutions to the so-called, you know, now it's global warming, I guess is the latest catchphrase, is to dump 20,000 tons of sulfur into the atmosphere with jetliners, okay? And he predicts, or he believes, rather, that the Earth's population should be around 1 billion with a B. And for people that don't know, I mean, right now the Earth's population is around 6 billion with a B, okay? So you're talking essentially an 80 to 90% decrease in the Earth's population, okay? So like I said, and I'll keep reemphasizing this, I can tell you these people are not screwing around, okay? Now, another factor that I tripped or went across in my book or went over in my book is something called the Global Warming Pledge. Okay, now this was in Congress, March 22nd, 2007, and okay, and I can tell you the opening line of this pledge is we regard, this is from the United States Public Works Committee, United States Senate, okay, so this isn't something just I'm pulling out of nowhere, okay, and this is documented on my website and my book, but anyway, the first line is, we regard global warming as a moral, ethical, and spiritual issue, okay. Let me tell you something, okay? If there's a problem with the environment, you know, whether it be a solid waste disposal problem or anything, or a sewage treatment plant, that's a problem. That's an engineering problem, okay? It's not a spiritual problem, okay? So these people are not kidding around when they talk about spirit and paganism and this kind of thing, okay? And another specific factor that I delve into greatly in my book in section 3, there's a church right here in New York City called St. John's the Divine Cathedral. Okay, it's an Episcopalian church. It's on the front cover of my book, and it just so happens to be the home of many of these modern environmental, these way left radical environmental groups. The same address, okay, share this address, 1047 Amsterdam Avenue. Okay. The Lindens Farn Association, and there's a few others that utilize this address, okay? And the people that have passed through there include Al Gore, Timothy Wirth, another environmental radical who's a United States Senator, Maurice Strong, okay, another Canadian mega-rich, he's a Canadian billionaire, got rich off the Canadian oil trade, okay, now he's all of a sudden he's turned environmentalist, okay, so these types of people, okay, and it's just, I can just, without going, delving in too much into that, I can tell you that this building is immense. I've been there several times, I have photographs of it, I've documented everything, okay, but I can tell you that is the nexus of the real radical environmental movement, the religious aspect, okay. They have animal worship, you know, certain times of the year. If it has to do with paganism, it takes place in this church, okay? And people need to look at that because it just so happens on the top of this church, there's a pyramid with no cap on it, okay, with the same exact pyramid that appears on the back of our dollar bill, okay? So with these kinds of connections, you can start to see the outright massiveness of the quote conspiracy that Dr. Stan talks about night after night. Okay, this thing is huge, and I'm telling you. I mean, I know I disagree with a lot of other people out there, and maybe people are waking up to this fact. But I'm trying to emphasize that people need to pay attention to this radical environmental movement. Okay, when they talk about controlling the population, they're not screwing around. Okay, now as you alluded to. Something called DDT, okay, and I won't go over that again, but there's another issue, okay, now we have this issue of corn-based ethanol, okay, but let's look at the quote science behind this, okay, supposedly, you know, the corn, the ethanol is going to make us more, take us off oil and less carbon emissions and this kind of thing, but the problem with corn-based ethanol is that there's several problems, actually. Number one is it takes more fuel to produce between farming and transporting it to the refineries and this kind of thing. Are we coming up on a break?
Yes, we are. Just okay. Hang on there. I guess it's Rob Baselli. We'll be back in just a moment right here at Genesis.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the Internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
This is privacy expert Dr. Catherine Albrecht. We're all creatures of habit, but there are some habits you need to break if you want to hang on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days on Start Page and break the Big Brother habit, just like I did. I switched to Start Page and never looked back. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Rob Aselli. Rob, before we go on, why don't you get out your webpage and tell people how they can get hold of your book?
Okay, the website is boxofsunglasses.com. That's one word. Okay, and on there, you know, I go through a few pages, and then the book's available on the website. You can either, it's in PDF form, or you can purchase it through Amazon or any one of the book chains out there.
That's now, what's the title of the book?
The title of the book is They Live. And what I did is I kind of embedded it in the theory of evolution. It's kind of like a subliminal message that I was trying to get across. It's based on John Carpenter's movie from around, I think, around 20 years ago, of the same title. Okay, and basically what I'm trying to convey with that title is essentially the quote conspiracy is essentially everywhere, and most people aren't even aware of it. Just like as is explained or kind of symbolized in that movie. And then I go through, obviously, you know, the theory of evolution, as I alluded to briefly before, is basically working hand in hand with today's radical environmental movement. And I go through the absolute awful science, and I even skeptically use the word science of the evolutionists. The only thing that comes close to the rotten science there is the science of the radical environmentalists, the global warming, and this kind of thing. And that's basically where I'm coming from there. And then, of course, I talk about everything, you know, the environmental, the paganism, and the Federal Reserve, and a whole bunch of other stuff. But that's basically, and of course, a steadfast defense of biblical Christianity versus all the other world religions. I also did that's a large part of section one. So that's basically an overview, and that's kind of where I'm coming from.
Well, I think it's important that people understand that this all fits together. I mean, certainly that what's happening monetarily, where you have a small group of people who control the wealth of the world in large part, they own the central banks of the world, including our central bank, which is a privately owned central bank. It's called the Federal Reserve System. Oh, yes, certainly. The president appoints the chairman of the Federal Reserve, but he appoints who he is told to appoint. The president is simply a figurehead for the ruling elite. Who are they? Why, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR, the Bilderbergers, but behind them, powerful spiritual forces. Once you understand that, then you can understand that these same spiritual forces want to kill off most of the people in the world. That's what we're talking about. On population control. This takes us on to the vaccines. This takes us on to the fact that why there are treatments for cancer, but they're being suppressed. This takes us on to the outlawing of DDT. This takes us out to them creating new diseases like AIDS and allowing it to spread. And then, of course, we have the other new diseases they've created like Ebola and Marburg's disease and the chronic diseases like chronic fatigue and Lyme and fibromyalgia and the Gulf War syndrome and so many of the other diseases that are out there, and now, of course, the diseases associated with the use of squalene in the experimental vaccines, the autoimmune diseases, which are disabling so many of our people. It is all an effort to destroy our society, and they really intend to destroy this society and impoverish our people. And the environmental movement is being used to prevent, you know, certainly, well, here in California, the farmers in the Central Valley aren't allowed to get water this year. Why? Because they've got to protect a 3-inch smelt, and so they're letting the water run down the rivers instead of pumping it to the farmers. And then, of course, down the line, we're going to have a famine in this country. But this is exactly what's prophesied in the Bible. We're told there will be pestilence, there will be disease, there will be famine, and certainly there is. It's only a matter of time before we begin developing food shortages in America. We're told there are going to be massive wars, and there is certainly a very real possibility of a nuclear war coming not simply to the Middle East, but coming here to America. People say it could never happen. I don't want to think about it. But it all fits into the pattern, doesn't it, Rob?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, everything you just said, you know, I agree with, you know, 150%. But let's, you know, right before the break, I was kind of tying what you were talking about with the population control and the intentional population control. I was talking about corn-based ethanol, okay? Make a long story short, basically what's happening, you know, it's a farce, okay? It's a scientific farce. It does less than what it's purported to do, and it's actually what it's doing is it's literally causing food riots overseas, because now we're diverting land for wheat and other crops for corn. Okay, so it's really so stupid to me logically. It cannot be an accident, okay? Because you have the stupidity of corn-based ethanol on top of the outright stupidity of global warming or climate change or whatever the latest scam they're calling it, and I can do a whole show just based on the scam science of that. But basically, what's happening is that this corn is, and I have dozens of news articles from all over the world, you know, the appendix A of my book, okay, documenting this, and it's still going on today. You just haven't heard about it. But basically, so that's basically what's going on there. So you're not going to convince me personally that the people in charge are that stupid, okay? It's just not logically feasible to believe that. So what's really going on is what Dr. Stan just said, is they're really curbing the population, okay? And as a bonus, corn, just as an aside real quickly, the growing of corn apparently takes a lot more fertilizer and it's a lot more water consumptive than most other crops. So basically what's going on is that you're getting a lot of extra fertilizer runoff, and you're causing legitimate environmental problems in the Mississippi River and down into the Gulf of Mexico. Because what's happening is extra fertilizer, you're inducing the growth of anaerobic bacteria and other organisms in the water, and it's causing what's called an oxygen sink, okay? So you have the case where the environmental movement, as ironic as it sounds, actually causes and legitimate environmental problems. And I can go through a litany of these kinds of cases, you know, these mercury light bulbs and this kind of thing, which I don't want to go off on that tangent right now. But suffice to say, you know, again, these people aren't screwing around, okay? They're doing it with corn-based ethanol. You mentioned DDT before. You know, basically that screwed over millions of sub-Saharan Africans, okay, who can no longer kill mosquitoes. And I got another one, the whole chlorofluorocarbon scam in the 90s, okay? So they needlessly banned CFCs, and that screwed over, again, the continent of Africa and the other poor countries, because now they lose a valuable refrigerant to store food and medicine, so millions of more people died, again, to save Mother Earth, okay? And it's okay, because we all evolved from goop, the theory of evolution, the goop that is Mother Earth, will reincarnate, or whatever the Eastern religions and these New Agers are saying, so everything is justified, okay? And I'm speaking from the viewpoint of the radical environmental movement, okay? This is the viewpoint these people are coming from, and I'll say it again, these people are not screwing around, and it's manifesting itself today in the United States with this whole swine flu vaccine scam. And I know I said a lot there, so I'll kind of let you jump in.
Well, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791 if you have a question for Rob. But his book simply points out that there are powerful spiritual forces behind everything going on today, and he is absolutely right. Until people understand that we're fighting a spiritual battle on a political, an ideological, and cultural battlefield, nothing really makes sense. When you understand that our leaders are not stupid, I mean, they don't just make mistake after mistake after mistake. They haven't got us into a position by accident where we have to borrow $5 billion a day. That's what we're borrowing right now, $5 billion a day on average, just so we can pay our debts. And yet we're still giving away money, foreign aid to other countries. Now, what's wrong with that? Well, we have to borrow money on the world financial markets so we can give away money, so we can continue a senseless war in Afghanistan, keep 140,000 troops permanently stationed in Iraq, where they do not want us, where we never should have gone in the first place. And certainly we're doing everything now we can to inflame the Muslim world by sending our drones into Pakistan and just accidentally kill, you know, 30 or 40 civilians there and incinerate another 70 or 80 Pakistanis. How would you feel if somebody was sending drones into America and just accidentally killing Americans? Oh, we feel so sorry. Oh, well, but we have to do this. We've got to find the enemy, whoever that is. We'll be right back.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over for smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two-book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth." I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Rob Baselli. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. If you have a question or comment, we're talking about Rob's book. It's called They Live. They Live. So you go ahead and talk a little bit more about this, because Rob is one of the rare people who really talks about the spiritual forces behind what's going on today. How did you learn about this, Rob?
Well, I just kind of an accumulation of a couple of years of research, you know, just kind of a, you know, I mean, say like Joe McCarthy, when he started looking, he started his investigations, he just dug and dug and dug, and all of a sudden you just trip over all this information. It was kind of analogous to that. It's just, and being so close to New York City, which I believe is the Mystery Babylon of Revelation, by the way, and I have a page on my website explaining that, but it makes it, everything's right here. I mean, I got the United Nations, I got the Church of St. John's I alluded to before, and the New York Federal Reserve Bank and Wall Street, it's all right here, out in the open, and just Amazon.com, for lack of a better source. I mean, you can get all these books, Helena Blavatsky, Alice Bailey. I've been to these Lucis Trust meetings in the city, and I've gotten a bunch of their literature. I'm even on their mailing list. Okay, Lucis Trust, which originally started out as Lucifer's Publishing Company back in the 1920s by Alice Bailey. Okay, and I can tell you she channeled a so-called ascended master called the Tibetan.
I'm going to have to interrupt you. We have a caller, Steve from Oklahoma. Hi, Steve. How are you doing?
Well, I'm so happy that Rob touched on this this thing of this compact fluorescent bulbs being... I guess compelled by law. I don't know the exact schedule for that.
Next year, I think 2011, I think.
The astonishing idiocy of that whole thing is amazing to me. First of all, it's not realistic to believe that people will dispose of every one of those mercury-containing dangerous bulbs in a recycling center. It is realistic to believe a lot of them will get busted in the trash cans and also break in people's hands as they use too much pressure into our ordinary light sockets. I won't use the dang things indoors myself personally, the outdoors.
I think people have to understand, first of all, they tell you they last longer than regular bulbs, and that is a lie. I have a bank of a half incandescent and half mercury, and the mercury are all burned out, and yet they cost, about five times as much. But people have to understand that the incandescent bulbs are built here in America by American workers. The mercury bulbs are built in China by Chinese workers, simply another means by which we're transferring our production overseas. They know exactly what they're doing.
Interestingly enough, most of the General Electric bulbs are made, I've been noticing, made in Hungary, whereas most of the North American Philips bulbs are made in the United States. The important thing to me is that I've noted that somebody broke a mercury thermometer over here in a nearby city. And, they called the EPA, and they sent out a hazmat team and spent about 12 hours and evacuated everybody. If somebody breaks one of these stupid bulbs in a house, you're going to have mercury in your carpet. You're going to have mercury dust in your house for weeks, maybe months. Yeah. You got a real hazmat problem. For the environment, hell no, it's not. It's not going to help the environment. This is one of the stupidest scams I've ever heard in my life.
Well, let's get Rob's response to that. Rob, how do you feel about that?
Well, he's exactly correct. Okay, and there's two points that we need to bring out here. Okay, number one is the environmental movement, and I'm talking about the wacko environmental movement I've been talking about. Number one is it actually most of the time, if not all the time, it does actually more harm to the environment than it solves. Number
Absolutely.
One, number two, if you just look at this logically, and I mentioned this before, this is so stupid and so illogical that logically it can't be an accident. This is what I'm saying is that there's no other rational explanation except you're dealing with irrational people. Okay, and one of the effects, as you mentioned, is it's going to drive further drive the United States economy down because now we've got to import these things. So it's another sucker punch to the United States economy. So that's I'm going to guess that's probably the major goal here. And besides, just bring us to a third world.
The total power use reduction is going to be minuscule by comparison to the problem, the new problems that it's going to cause. The LED light bulbs are the newer, more efficient ones are a pretty good idea, but right so far, they're pretty expensive.
Yeah, and don't forget now what the purported use of these things or purpose of these things is to solve a global warming or climate change or global cooling or whatever it is as the weather changes to solve that whole scam. So you got a scam to solve another scam.
It would have made a lot more sense when it helped the United States, which is just the opposite of that seems to be the primary mission of our Congress. But it would help the United States compel people to use LED light bulbs and then make it mandatory that all the production of these new LED bulbs be in the United States with American workers. How about that?
Well, Chris, what we're doing is actually actively sending our jobs overseas, sending our wealth overseas, sending our factories overseas. But we can't let the stupid Americans know that. Hey, we're out of time. Thanks very much for calling, Steve. And Rob, it's been a real pleasure to have you with us. Thanks very much. Really appreciate having you with us today.
All right, Dr. Stan, I appreciate it. Take care.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and we do hope you've enjoyed Rob's dissertation because he's absolutely right on. And you need to understand that this is a spiritual battle. If you haven't read my book or on the Brotherhood of Darkness and or seen my DVD, you need to get it. Then you need to watch my DVD, The Forbidden Secret. Because there is a secret that dates back to the time of the ancient pyramids and even before. There is a secret that's been passed down by secret societies since that time, and it was worth your life ever to reveal what this was about. Well, it's coming out right today, of course. What it's all about is that you can tap into the other dimension. You can tap into the supernatural dimension, and there is power there. There really is power. But you tap into it, of course, at the risk of your eternal soul. Well, then our third talk in the series is the Financial Armageddon. Now, both of the latter two come with the syllabus. You need to get that information. You need to get my talk on planned population reduction. It's really rather good. There's nothing quite like it out there. Planned population reduction, My Talk, None Dare Call It Genocide. They're both on DVDs. And then the Population Control, that's a video. And it all just takes different aspects of what's going on. You go up onto our website and pull down my Population Control Agenda monograph. Or if you buy any of our other items, we'll be glad to send you a copy of it free of charge if you request it. The Population Control Agenda monograph. We get a great new four-tape set on the swine flu vaccine. We have a four CD set. I actually say it's a four CD set on swine flu vaccine. We have a four CD set on vaccine update 2009. You need to see Dr. David Ayoub's talk, Mercury Autism and the Global Population. I should say it's the vaccine agenda, the global vaccine agenda. And then, of course, you need to get Dr. Russell Blaylock's book, Vaccines and Brain Development. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. We're doing irreparable harm with these vaccines. That's why in America today, one of every six children has a learning or neurodevelopmental abnormality. One of every nine children has asthma. Why one, certainly of every 60 to 90 children has autism in America. Their lives are ruined, and you almost never see this in the Amish children. Why is that? Because they do not take vaccines, and they know how toxic these things are. Dr. Ayoub brings that out in his talk on Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda. And he points out that the very same people that are pushing population control are also pushing worldwide vaccination. Now, why would the people who want to limit the population be wanting to vaccinate the lives of the little children to save their lives, vaccinate little children to save their lives when you just assume that they died? Well, maybe there is another agenda behind the World Vaccination Program. And Dr. Ayoub, you get his talk on DVD, you'll get a free CD-ROM, which will give you literally thousands of pages of scientific and government data that confirm the fact that this is one of the greatest and most really lethal scams in the world. They're actively killing millions of people throughout the world. Do you realize that over 2 billion people just accidentally got infected with hepatitis B during the World Health Organization vaccine agenda because they forgot to use clean needles? They use the same needle over and over and over again. Do you really think that they're that stupid? I mean, 2 billion people have had hepatitis B, 60,000 people die every year of a needless disease, and they want to tell you, oh, it sucks, we just made another mistake. It's not a mistake. These people don't make mistakes. We're making a mistake by believing them. I'll be back in just a moment.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237.